Hello, everyone, and welcome to a MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the MaderCast. This is Season 2, Episode 2. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader here with you on a Wednesday this time. We didn't get to record all week last week. I've been so busy. And then this week started out to be a little weird. But I'm here now. And my sleep schedule is back on track. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll also tell you what my favorite sport is, and I'll tell you how they're doing, how my favorite teams are doing. We'll get into that. We'll talk about life in the fast lane. Do not text and drive, folks. I'll give you a story about that, too. That coming up on the MaderCast right now. Starting first with baseball. My favorite sport is baseball. I live for it. I love it. If I can't watch it, I get kind of bored. And, so let's talk about the Chicago Cubs first. They're on my radar first. I don't think they're doing half bad. Now, a lot of people have been really mad because, they started out and they weren't able to get runs and they weren't able to do this, and they kept losing. Well, you can't expect them to start out with an all-the-way-around-the-board run count. They are just starting out, okay? That's like saying, yeah, I'm going to play Monopoly, but, in Monopoly, you go once around the board. At least we always do it. We play Monopoly at the house, you know? We go once around the board. If you play Monopoly, you go once around the board, and that's it. And then after that, then you can start taking properties. That's kind of how it should be with baseball. Let's not get baseball confused with any other kind of sport. Let's not confuse them with football or basketball. This is baseball. We have a lot of time and left in the season, in the year. And we don't need, there's no point in bitching and moaning over something that we can't control. You can't always control when you're going to get a run when you're not. Sometimes it just happens that way. Sometimes the other team is a little bit better than you are, too. You can't always win every single game, people. That's the idea. You win some, you lose some, and the rest, fuck it. Anyway. So, that's my take on baseball. Now, the Cubs are doing, in my opinion, really well. And I think if they continue doing what they're doing, maybe they'll get a nice big World Series championship again this year. Maybe. If they don't get beat by the Dodgers or something because you always know the Dodgers are going to be in that. Well, not all the time, I guess, but most of the time the Dodgers are in the series every time. That's a given. Anyway, And just like the Yankees on the other side of the board. It's a given. Detroit Tigers this year, well, they're doing pretty good. I don't see a problem. We might be in for a nice run ourselves at baseball. And I like what Gardenhire's doing with his team. He's doing really well. And Ron is a hell of a manager from what I've seen so far. And I wish him the best of luck in the game and his team. Just like I wish Joe Madden the best of luck in the world with this game. And I wish the team that too, all the boys. And got to give my shout-outs to the play-by-play guys in the booth. For the Cubs, that would be Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Tigers, that would be Dan Dickerson and Jim Price. I don't listen to the TV one. I think for the TV one at Detroit is Matt Shepard and either Jack Morrison and or Kurt Gibson. And I don't remember who it is for the Cubs. I do apologize for that. I would give them a shout-out as well. Whoever it may be, shout-out for you as well. And I'm sorry I can't remember who you are, because I don't get a chance to watch the game too often at Chicago. I wish I could, but unfortunately, when they have a national game, their play-by-play guys are not usually who we hear. We usually hear some other team, like the MLB Network play-by-play guy or whatever. I do not like the World Series guys. I just don't. Ugh. I don't like Joe Buck either. Sorry, he's boring. He's like watching spackle dry on TV. Anyway. So, that's my feelings on that. Alright. We talked about baseball. Why is my sleep schedule on target? Let me tell you. I got some neat software put into Lady A. I'm going to go ahead and say it, so be careful, because I have to let people know who Lady A is so that they don't go, "Whoa, who's that? Some chick you have at your house?" No. And we're not talking about Lady Antebellum either. That's a good band, by the way. Good country band, but we're not talking about them either. We're talking about Amazon Alexa. I left a small pause like that on purpose. Or as they say, pregnant pause. I did that on purpose because the Amazon Alexa... hang on. Lady A will turn down your volume on you if you say her name. Because she's trying to hear what you have to say to her. So she'll turn down the music or whatever she's turning down. I didn't want her to turn me down. I get turned down a lot, though, so I'm okay with that. But Lady A now has this great skill called Sleep Sounds. If you subscribe to the mailing list, you are able to get exactly, believe it or not, 20 more sounds if you subscribe to the email list. But I did something even better than that, and I paid $8 a year. $8 a year for even more sounds, plus the ability to have a guided sleep session set up. What is a guided sleep session, you might be wondering? A guided sleep session is where a sleep therapist will come on and they will tell you, they will help you meditate, but you're meditating to relax. She will tell you things like, breathe in, but she'll say, breathe in. And while you breathe in, think of your breathing as washing away all of your problems. And then when you breathe out, you're breathing out tension. You're taking it away from your body so you can sleep. And there's these little secret tools that they use. These breathe in, clean, clear air, and good health. And breathe out tension and problems and health concerns and all the worries in the world. She relaxes you and gets you to go to sleep. It's very soothing and it works. You're thinking, yeah, right, this is bullshit. Nothing like this works. But until you try it for yourself, you won't know. All you have to do is tell Lady A to launch Sleep Sounds. After she's launched it, tell her to upgrade. Then you pay the $8 a year through Amazon, and you're good to go. Every year it will charge you $8, but I'd rather pay $8 a year than have to take medicine all my life. Nobody likes taking medicine. And anyway, that medicine, you know what it does? It makes you groggy, it makes you sick, it messes up your sleep schedule worse than what you think it does. Now, they won't admit to that. The doctors will say, well, you know, it's okay, the medicine's good for you, it'll help you sleep. Yeah, it'll help you sleep, but it also gives you one hell of a headache in the morning. If you don't get a headache in the morning, you can't wake up on time because it's so good at what it does that it keeps you sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. This gets you right up on time, nice and refreshed. You're ready to go play baseball. Or you're ready to go into work and face the day and broadcast to millions or whatever you do for a living. I don't know what you do for a living, but I know what I do for a living. And in the job that I used to have, and I wish I would have had this back in those days when I was on the radio, because in the job I used to have, it was very time-consuming, and I got very bored, especially when nobody listened, and it kind of felt like nobody was, you know, they weren't making requests, so they weren't really listening, and it would just bore me out and make me sick to my stomach, and I would get bored easy, sitting there doing nothing, you know, just sitting there and doing whatever. No, that's not how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing the job you do and making people want to listen, right? Well, when you're that damn tired in the morning, and I used to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning just to start my shift. So, because my studio was right down here in the basement, downstairs, in my basement. And I loved every minute of it. But guys, I got so damn tired that I would call into work. I'm tired this time, I can't come in. Well, that eventually led to I'm tired all the time and I don't want to come in, so I just stopped doing it. That's what sleep deprivation will do to you. Don't forget, go download that skill right now to your Lady A today. Just say her name and then say launch sleep sounds. And then say upgrade, and you'll be all set to go, and you can try out what I'm trying out. Give me an email. Let me know how you like it. It's my email address is found in the notes of this broadcast, in this podcast here. So you can, you know, let me know how the fuck it turns out for you. I guarantee you, you're going to sleep like a baby. And if you're not careful, you may sleep through the old lady poking you in the ribs. Hey, move over. You know, things like, or the old man, whichever. Oh, you know, or the old man waking you up. Hey, honey, the kid's got to go to school. Really? I'm tired. Yeah. Or you may just wake up on time and get the shits off to school and, you know, get on the bus so I can go back and use my sleep device and go back to sleep. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. But it tends to put you to sleep. No worries in the world. She gets you nice and the lady gets you nice and relaxed, and you go right to sleep. All right. Next on the list, I believe, is texting and driving. We got to address that. Many of my fans listen to my broadcast on the go. That's why it's a podcast. But if you're listening to my podcast on the go, then listen to me, will you? Quit texting and driving. Texting and driving is the number one killer these days causes of accidents these days. In some cities, one second, I have a cold. Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, most of the time, accidents happen because people take their eyes off the road. You cannot take your eyes off the road for 1 minute. 1 second. If you take your eyes off the road for 1 second, you're dead. And we experienced something very scary recently. It didn't happen to us, but it almost did. And because of that, I'm asking all my fans in the world, please don't text and drive. Your message and all that, they can wait. And they will wait. Your phone should store all your messages automatically. And if you have Do Not Disturb While Driving, turn it on. Turn that on. And leave it on. Because if you pick up your phone, most cities have a law against it now. You pick up your phone, you're caught with your phone in your hand, you're in trouble. You get a $100 fine, or, well, in most cities, and I know in Michigan, it's a $100 fine. If you do it again, if you do it again, you get a $200 fine. Not to me, that's stupid. If you do it once, you get a $500 fine in my book. If you do it again, your ass is going to sit in jail and your license is going to be suspended indefinitely. Until you take classes or get a Bluetooth device installed in your car. That's what it would be like if I were a legislator and I could make laws. That's what my bill would be like. You'd get a $500 fine the first time. Second time, you go to jail for a couple. You go to jail for 30 days. And not just that. While you're in jail, if your car doesn't have a Bluetooth device installed on it, you can't get out of jail. You can't even get bail until your device has a... until your car has a Bluetooth device installed. The Bluetooth devices are so damn cheap these days. You can get them in cigarette lighters. You can get them in phone mounts. You put on your car, you know, a little mount thing. And the cool part, most of these Bluetooth devices can charge your... these mounts can charge your phone for you, too, while you're going down the road, which is good. And you can listen to your music while you're driving down the road with Bluetooth device as well. So pick up a Bluetooth device. They're not expensive. You can get them on eBay for $5. $6, something like that. They're really neat. They're neat little devices. And you can... some even have a remote control. Pretty badass, right? The problem is, I don't like the ones that have the remote because that's still taking your eyes off the damn road. See? I like the set it and forget it ones. You set the device up, you don't have to touch it after that. There's a couple buttons on it. One that answers calls and pauses. There's ones on the sides that... I got one here. It's a Bluetooth cigarette lighter adapter that you plug into a car, and you can set it on the channel on your radio dial. 88.5 is where mine is set. You drive around with it on. Ta-da! Anyway, you drive around with it on, and as it's plugged in, you can play your music through it, or you can answer phone calls through it. I just wish they'd make the microphones a little bit more sensitive so it can better hear what you're saying for Siri and things like that number. But some vehicles now have Bluetooth built right into the steering wheel, and you push a button and link your Bluetooth to your phone. I like that. I also like the fact that my dad used to have this one car. It was a Cadillac. And when you were driving down the road with it, this Cadillac had a device that projected what you, like all your gauges and stuff were right on your windshield. You didn't take your eyes off the road to look down because it was right there on your windshield. As you're driving down the road, the printouts and things were right there on your windshield. You just looked up at it. Oh, the pressure, your tire pressure is low. Shit. Okay. You know, that's how it should be. Just like I wish they'd make something where your phone did the same thing. Everything is on your windshield. But you can still see the cars that are driving down the road. Just everything else is on your windshield too. So you can still, you know, you can still text and drive. But technically, you still got your eyes on the road. But in a way, they don't want you to do that because of the fact that you're still not paying attention. So I kind of get the picture. But it would be an idea. Anyway, don't text and drive, guys. I want to tell you the story about what happened to us. As you were driving down the road, we went out to see my dad. And we do this periodically. We take a beer out. A nice cold old Milwaukee's Best, my dad's favorite beer. We'll travel out to the gravesite at Cook Cemetery. Crack open a cold beer for my dad. Pour some on the grave and drink some. And we do this regularly to visit with him. We did this on Sunday. Of course, I don't like beer like that. They have these beers called the Clamato, which are tomato juice and beer and a couple other things put together in a can. And I like those because I don't like the taste of beer. I never have since I was young. Or as I call them, tomato beers, because technically that's what they taste like, is tomato juice. And I drank a few, poured a few, drank a few, poured a few. We get back in the car, we're driving down the road. We get a little ways down the road, and we're doing our thing, talking and having a good time. My little niece was in the back seat, and we were chilling, and I was listening to my show. I'm right now listening to Longmire. So I was listening to Longmire as we're driving. All of a sudden, I feel the whole car jerk to a stop. Fast. And I pulled my earphone out because I was like, what the fuck? It just happened to us. I thought, sure as shit, we got into some kind of an accident. No, we stopped because some asshole wasn't paying attention to what she was doing on the road. And if you're listening, you're lucky you didn't get your ass kicked by my sister. Anyway, my sister was hot. Really, you stupid? She was cursing this lady left and right. Out the window. Because if that car would have turned about a millimeter, if our car wouldn't have turned about a millimeter, we wouldn't be here. I probably wouldn't be here right now to talk to you. I'd probably be in the hospital. My sister wouldn't be alive. My mom probably wouldn't be alive. Or who knows, because that damn airbag would have shot out and punched her straight back. Probably broke her damn neck. She sits so damn close to the damn steering wheel. She sits way too close to the steering wheel. That's why now I'm a big supporter. I always was, but now it just really just kind of cemented it. People, if you have to get in your car and drive down the road and you use your phone, you deserve to die. Because that's taking other people's lives. You see? Please do not text and drive. Do not drink and drive. Do not smoke weed and drive either, but do not text and drive. That's the main message today. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. It'll get you killed. And speaking of smoking weed, sorry about the sniffles. I have the sniffles today. And I apologize. I know that noise is really annoying to some people. Anyway, shut up. I know what you're going to say. Go blow your nose. Go kiss my ass. I don't feel like it. Excuse me. I don't. See? I have a damn frog starting up in my throat now because y'all suggested that. See? Don't tell me what to do. You got that? Anyway, I think I'm going to vaporize and talk about weed right now. I always talk about weed, but let's talk about weed. And, we all get high, right? I get high. And Well, in some states that's legal. My state, it is legal. As long as I'm not doing anything to anybody else. Or I'm not under the influence while trying to drive down the damn road. But I don't think it should be against the law. Because I think you should have to be able to prove that you can't technically drive down the road high before you get busted. And here's what I mean by that. Everybody has their own tolerations. It just depends on what those tolerations are. Okay? I have tolerations towards some things too. Yeah, but everyone has their own tolerations on weed. Not everybody gets high like that and can't function. And to be honest, it was the weed, in my opinion, that helped me during that accident, or almost that little accident. I put my arm across my niece so that my niece wouldn't fall. And I did it in a way so that her face, if she would have fell forward, it would have hit my arm. And she wouldn't have broke her teeth or broke her mouth. And I don't think I could have done that being sober. You know? You know, my mom, she's, you know, she's pretty smart. And when she's, you know, high, if she gets high when she's trying to drive, well, I think she does better high than not high. Some people are just good at it. You can't fault people. You can't really fault people for being the way we are. If that gives you any idea. You can't. Oh, you know, I mean, I can understand some people when they get high, they tend to be dumbasses on the road, and you know, and that's a given. And why should they be allowed to drive down the road high, right? Well, yeah, some people are like that, but not everyone. Different people have different tolerations. I don't even get high anymore. My vaporizer gets me high, but it doesn't get me stoned. Stoned driving is what we're more interested in, and you can't be stoned. You can be high, but don't be stoned driving. And stoned driving is the kind of stoned where you just want to lay back on the couch with a bag of chips and watch baseball all day and not move. And, you know, hey man, I'm good. That kind of thing, you know, kind of buzzing, but just kind of relaxed buzzing. You don't want to do nothing. That's stoned driving there. Somebody who doesn't want to pay attention to the road because they're just tired. That's, you know, or they just, they can't function. There's a functional stoner and a non-functional stoner. And the unfunctional stoner is the one who shouldn't be allowed to drive. And the only way to test for that is to find out how stoned they really are. You know? There is no other way to test for that. So, that's my opinion. They should have a better system. Don't use a saliva test. A saliva test can say, yeah, they've been, you know, vaping or consuming weed in any way you look at it. But if you do some other kind of testing, that other kind of testing will determine how real stone they are. You know, oh, he can't even count right. Damn, you are fucked up, man. You can't drive a car like this. You know? And your friends, if you got friends who are stoners, and they notice, hey, Johnny, you shouldn't be driving a car, man. Here, let me drive you home, or whatever, you know. If you got a non-functional stoner who can handle getting stoned at a party, and you know, that's what you need to get. A designated driver is the best thing to get when you're out partying and wanting to get stoned. You need a designated driver to drive you around because you ain't going to think straight. Or maybe you will think straight, you just don't think practical when you're really super stoned. Some do, some don't. Me, I don't when I'm real stoned. It depends on how stoned I get. And how much I leave the weed alone for a while. If I leave it alone for a long time, I really get stoned, man. When I come back, man, two hits gets me going. Two hits gets me fucked up, you know? All right, so let's talk about the Fuck You Awards. And we only have one entry in the Fuck You Awards this time. And that's the asshole bitch who decided to run out in front of us during that accident. Fuck you. You could have killed us, you stupid fucking dumb bitch. Quit playing on your fucking phone and playing with yourself or whatever the fuck you were doing. And look at the fucking road and pay attention to it. People are actually driving who do want to live, you dumbass bitch. And that concludes the Fuck You Awards. Thank you for listening. And that concludes the Matercast for this wonderful day. I want to thank all my friends that listen and all my fans for listening to another edition. You're amazing, wonderful. Thank you again for all of you. And don't be afraid to tune back in. And we come back to you next week sometime. Stay tuned. We might come back to you again very soon. Until we do, this is Jim and Jerry Mater saying, be well and take care of you for me, and I will do the same for you. Goodbye out there.